Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following Stillwater County sheep rancher Sarah Hollenbeck from now until lambing. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, Sarah and two-year-old Rhett fill their winter days visiting a surprise guest.
We've had a whoopsie goat, which I always don't mind because who doesn't love a random baby animal? Out of a season. I'm pretty sure we bought her bred accidentally and didn't know. And so now she's got a cush life in the big barn with her cute little baby boy. And it's nice for Rhett and I to go do something and check on the baby goat and make sure they're doing all right.
Will they be pets?
No, but they definitely get to live in the barn until it warms up a little bit. So goats are not the greatest winter animal, so they get a little spoiled. They come in the barn at night, and then they go back out during the day.
Everybody else, the sheep, the cattle, the horses, stay out, no matter the weather. In fact, Sarah recently posted a video on her Instagram showing a band of Targhee Rambouillet sheep nigh on submerged in swirling snow. It's intense.
And it kind of looks a little crazy, and I'm sure I'll get some negative backlash, but all the sheep are fine, and I just like to show the aspect of sheep ranching, whether it's good or bad and ugly. Everyone always wants to see the pretty pictures, but the harsh reality is we live in Montana, and the winters are not always so nice, and I was hesitant about posting them, but showing the not-so-fun days, I think, go hand-in-hand with showing the good days as well.
Posting images of sheep in less-than-ideal circumstances is risky. Wool criticism is generating traction online and elsewhere as a cause célèbre. Sheep ranchers say fanatical animal rights activists, including People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, PETA, and the Humane Society of the U.S., have unfairly targeted an industry they know little about. Recently, a naked Alicia Silverstone posed for PETA-sponsored billboards in Boston and New York's Times Square with the phrase, "Leave wool behind," across her backside. At issue is whether shearing hurts sheep. Ranchers like Sarah tout wool as a natural renewable resource and say they're being blamed for harmful practices employed by a few large wool producers, mostly in Australia. Now the weather's changed, all Hollenbeck stock is being fed.
We were pretty fortunate this winter. We didn't get any snow until Christmas Eve day. So, I mean, while we were still supplementing some of our animals, the cows and things like that out in the pasture still, they still had plenty of feed, so we weren't having to feed them. But now with the snow on the ground, we are having to go around and make sure that all the animals are getting either hay or our feed truck comes by with the mix of feed that we make. Everybody's getting quite the extra supplement these days.
Because it's so cold.
Because it's so cold and because the snow is covering any type of vegetation that was there.
I know their nutritional requirements go up if the temperature goes way down.
Definitely, yep.
So that makes life pretty busy. Now Sarah's husband, Henry, Hank to his rodeo fans, has been out of commission, at least as far as the ranch is concerned.
So he's been bringing horses into Laurel almost every day to practice calf roping and steer wrestling to get ready for the Montana circuit finals that are in Great Falls. He's got a good shot at winning the steer wrestling and or the calf roping this year. So he's pretty excited and his horses are doing good. And it's hard during the winter because it's so gosh darn cold. But fortunately, he has a friend in Laurel that has an indoor barn that he's able to bring him in and practice at. I always say that there's a Cowboy Hank and then there's Rancher Henry. Cowboy Hank is the rodeo personality. I don't call him Hank. It's too weird. I tried it for like a week and I was like, yeah, I like Henry better.
Next week, find out how Cowboy Hank did against Montana's finest cowboys at the PRCA Circuit Finals.
Field Days is produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio in collaboration with the Prairie Star. Theme music by John Cosell. Additional funding provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanans. More information on Field Days is available at ypradio.org.